an abundance of caution. Suddenly the flight attendants were in their parkas. They put the accentless pilot on the PA to inform us of the emergency. When we landed, the ladder trucks were there to greet us. The fleet of ambulances shuttled back to their hangars with silent flashing lights that were impossible not to read as disappointed. I took the air train to work in the city and stopped to watch a woman pet the plate glass of the flower shop window. The cat behind the glass arched against her hand. The boxwood smell was a voice no one else in the children's park could hear. I must become comfortable, I shouted into the telephone, with what I do not understand, in order to live. Like the wolf tree, I was after a piece of the sky. When I was a child, I warded off disaster by remembering I am not special. Who, I asked myself when the dark quilt of prairie erupted with the blue lamps of windows, TVs, and parking lots, do you think you are? I dislike my job. I often have nothing to do. Not even the sweet bitter of envelope gum to keep company with, not even a transom window. The spell no longer functions. The spell functions in reverse. Who do you think you are to be immune? Under the condemned bridge, they have hung a mesh barrier. It protects the river and the men on it from lost hammers or loose stones. I said, I love you, and held both your hands in my hands when the plane descended rapidly. No one else seemed frightened. They continued to watch the news. Remember the gorilla behind her plexiglass at the zoo, curled on her side, sleeping with her back to us? Stroking her shoulder with her hand, comforting herself, her fingernails so tidy I could imagine her hand was my own. In the office kitchenette, no one wants to hear about the emergency landing. The safety mesh full of hammers, full of stones, like a t-shirt hem lifted to carry wild strawberries. I admit it. I wish to be understood. I spin like the microwave's grooved glass plate. I hum like the microwave's bright box, the dreaming gorilla. I hum.